Hello, folks. Good morning. This is Red and Hannah, and this is episode two of Movies and Memories. I am Red, and this is Hannah. Hey, Hannah.
Hey, Red, how are you doing?
I am good. I am good. Do you have anything to say to our fans, Hannah?
Our fans. Well, thanks for whoever listened in. I think it was most of our just friends who saw our posts on Instagram, and we appreciate it. Yeah, we hope that Red and I can just like keep this going, and we would love if some people wanted to join us on one of our movie sort of reviews slash discussion. So thank you for all the love. We appreciate it.
Exactly. Thank you guys. Like as you guys know, we're currently abroad and all your reviews, all your shares, it feels like we're home. Like, it's like we never left the Philippines kind of. We have less I looked up our statistics or our analytics on Anchor. We have listeners from the US, from UK and the Philippines and Canada, of
Oh,
course.
that's
So yeah,
great.
we're all over the
Yay.
world.
That's awesome.
All fi all 54 of you listeners out there, thank you so much.
Hey,
Hey,
it's way better than zero, or it's just the
exactly.
two of you and me.
For a pilot episode, I think we did very well. And thank you guys. Thank you, fans. Thank you, Hannah.
Thank you, Red. It's a good thing we
Fine.
started this.
Yeah, right?
Right?
Right.
Yeah.
With much trepidation, we started it, and here we are, episode two. And for episode two, we are doing Lost in Translation. Hannah, you want to do the
Yes.
intro for this?
Yeah, so Lost in Translation, we actually talked about it in the last movie as what Red thought was a good recommendation for Before Sunrise. And he was telling me, which I think Red should be the one to explain, how it is one of your post-breakup movies. So please explain. Please explain where, at least where Lost in Translation goes in.
Okay. So, all right, because as I told you, like back in the day, I had like five films. That's like my post-breakup run. I have five films. The first one would either be, I think, Lost in Translation, because it goes very well. It goes deep into how relationships fall apart, usually through disconnection, which we will explore later in much detail. There's Lost in Translation. Number two is Her, another great film by Spike Jonze. Again, we will discuss that a little further. Number three of my films, I think, at one point I had 500 Days of Summer in there, because it kind of ends on a hopeful note, which I like. I think number four, it varied. There was Forgetting Sarah Marshall, which is just a fun, spiteful, funny little movie. But I could also easily replace that with Eternal Sunshine of a Spotless Mind.
Oh,
And
that's a good one.
number five of my breakup list, which a lot of Filipinos will love, is One More Chance. Is the perfect.
That's with who?
John
John Lloyd
Lloyd Cruz
Cruz.
and Bay Alonzo.
Right.
Because you went in Salem and you took up a literature too, right, with Ian Cassava.
Yes,
It
I did.
yeah, this is the penultimate film of his breakup trilogy, or no, heartbreak literature, I think was the subject. So yeah, it's a perfect Filipino film. It has all the elements of a great romantic comedy Filipino film. So yeah, those are
That's
my
great.
five. That's my breakup playlist of movies.
From a rate of 1 to 10, how kilig is it?
It's not necessarily
Is it
Kilig,
kilig?
not really,
I've
but
honestly never seen it. I don't think I have.
you haven't. Well, you have to watch it at
I
one
will.
point. It's a, it, I mean, it's it has a lot of great scenes. Yeah, a lot of good scenes, a lot of good lines, and a lot of I don't know. Well, there's a Tagalog term for this, but yeah, it's very in a way it's hurtful, but it's also kind of true. It's everything you want to say to your former lover or whatever.
We can definitely do a review after I've seen it. We
Okay.
can review some good
Filipino films.
yeah, like especially they are like I do appreciate some. I can never remember the titles, but if I see the poster probably I'd be able to say like, oh, I like that one or I've seen that one. So I do there is this element of kilig I find in Filipino movies. And we'll go over that. But back to Lost in Translation.
Okay, yeah.
So,
Lost in Translation. What is
just
the movie
what's it
about,
about
Hannah? Okay.
exactly? So
Want me to
it's
do it? Yeah, you do it. You
I'll
do
do
it.
it, sure.
Yeah.
So it's with Bill Murray and Scarlett Johansson, and they're both expats and they find themselves in Tokyo. Bill Murray plays Bob Harris, who I feel like is basically him. He's
That's
just
him.
an he's an actor, and he arrived in Tokyo because he's doing a campaign, a $2 million worth campaign for, I don't want to mess
Suntory
up,
Town.
Suntory whiskey.
Yeah.
Or is it scotch? I'm pretty sure it's
It's a
whiskey.
whiskey. Yeah, it's a
It's
whiskey.
a whiskey, so he agreed to do this ad there. So he's there for I assume a couple weeks at least, or a week or
A
two,
week,
to
yeah.
just film and do the campaign stuff for ads and photo shoots for billboards. And so they're he's staying at the Park Hyatt Tokyo, or was it Hyatt? Well, the
Yeah.
Hyatt. And Scarlett Johansson plays Charlotte, who is a fresh grad, a newlywed. Well, not newlywed. She's been married like 2 years, so
Years,
she's, she's with her husband, who's a celebrity photographer, and he's there on like a project for a band. And she just came along for the ride. So she's alone a lot of the time because he's working most. So he's bumping into she's she and Bob bump into each other random at random times, and they develop a friendship from acquaintance to a level of friendship, and it's basically just them. Yeah,
Yeah.
they find a connection being alone together, and that's kind of how the movie mostly goes. It's
Great.
our observation of them,
And
kind of.
what's kind of beautiful there is they're completely opposite. Like he's very popular, she's nobody, she's just a fresh grad. He's at the end, he's nearing the end of his illustrious career. He's very well known. He's very well known for his movies. Everyone knows him. And they're complete opposites that way. And the only thing they have in common is their shared loneliness. And I think there's kind of some poetry there. So, and yeah, it's kind of beautiful. So,
Yeah, they're it's one thing is that they're in
sure.
different stages of their lives. And even then, yeah,
They still
they
connect.
find something. They find something to be connected, exactly.
But
So
do you think it's because they're just both lonely, or is there really something there? Aside from them both being lonely and whatever, you think they have so much in common, which I don't think they do.
I feel like they don't have anything in common so much. But that's the thing. Opposites
Do attract.
cliche was, yeah, they do attract. And he's like in a midlife crisis.
He is.
So for him, I do find it like kind of natural. Stereotypically, he would want to hit on the younger girls and see what's going on. And because she does reciprocate one form or another. She does. And also what I do love is that I know I when you think of Scarlett Johansson, Red, come on. She's a bombshell.
Yeah, she is. She was
You
17 when
think
this
of
was
her
shot.
as a yeah, she's 17 there. She's a bombshell. She's known to be like really hot and really sexy. And even in this movie, she wears not revealing clothing. I thought maybe she's just adapting to because we don't know their lives really outside, right? Outside of Tokyo, we only know them in Tokyo, and she's wearing like plain clothing, maybe just to conform to the level of conservatism that's
In
in
Japan,
Japan.
yeah,
So maybe out of respect, which is good too,
maybe
but she's not trying hard to be like
a bombshell,
really sexy, flirty, or anything like that. I don't know.
Well, the film did start, if we're talking about exploiting Scarlett Johansson, the film did start with her ass, with her lying on her
Yeah.
side. There's been a few, there was a few scenes of her just sitting by the window with her underwear on, which
Yeah.
was beautiful.
And
She's
kind of
beautiful.
see-through too.
Kind
Kind of
of.
see-through. I read something though about the underwear thing, and I think it was inspired by like a photograph or something
Interesting.
that Sofia Coppola, who by the way directed this. We
Oh,
totally forgot.
but here's the thing about that scene where she was in her underwear, though. Despite how sexy she is, you look at that film, what do you see? I see loneliness. I see her being sad. I don't feel aroused
Yeah.
at all when I look at that, when I look at that scene. I just feel sad for her because, again, I think it just goes to show how well it was crafted as a film.
Yeah.
Oh,
I really liked it was basically, like I said, it was like an observation.
wow.
It was an observation of two lonely people of them ob observing whatever they're looking
Cool.
at,
Yeah.
whatever they're to seeing,
There are long
and the
scenes of her
culture
looking out the
shock.
window. Yeah.
And then they're just observing other people. So the style of the movie seems like kind of what I thought of is like a documentary in the style where it's like a diary, like a
Very
visual
dreamy.
diary. Yeah,
Yeah.
very dreamy. And it's like her observing what the people in the park, I think it was a like a almost like a ceremony, or was she a geisha? Like, I
I think
wouldn't
she was a
know.
geisha, yeah.
Yeah, she looked like a geisha, or them just being in the bar, and they're just observing other people and trying to take it in at the same time, like super culture shock, because they're not there super by choice. In a way, by choice, but they were there, I
With a
guess, out
bit of
of
hesitation.
circumstance.
Yeah.
Yeah, like if they didn't come there super out of their free will. They kind of she came along with her husband. Why not? He did it for this deal that he
Yeah.
agreed to. So it's like he's there for work, basically.
And you know what beautifully mirrors that particular sentiment is that later in the film, when they were a little bit more intimate, they were lying down in bed. You know that line when she said, "Let's never come back here, it'll never be as fun." It was just
Yeah.
glorious because in the first part of the film, they both hated Japan. But because of their forged connection, they both loved it. And it's not worth coming back to if they're not together.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe.
It's I don't know if they hated Japan. I don't think that they liked how they were there.
Yeah.
You
The
know, which
circumstances of
I
them being
totally
there.
understand. I
Yeah.
totally. How are you as like a traveler?
I think I'm pretty good. I enjoy traveling. I like to pretend I'm in Lost in Translation when I do so.
But you don't want to be like the miserable, because
Know.
they are miserable.
They are in some way.
They are.
They're unhappy in their relationships and their
Yeah, they are. She was like
circumstances.
crying to her, I don't
Their
know who she was
friend.
talking to, her friend. Yeah.
Yeah. She was telling her about the shrine she saw and she didn't feel a thing. And the friend on the
Yeah.
other line didn't hear anything at all. She's like, yo, just drop the
Yeah,
phone.
I hate that. That's really rude.
That's the worst thing about being in that kind of situation. Like being unheard, being unseen, it sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe the time difference too, but
Yeah.
like, because if you see, look at Charlotte from a probably someone from her friend from the States, what they think is, oh, she's out on vacation, like a free vacation to go to
She's having the
Tokyo.
time of
Like,
her
that's so
life.
excited, like, right? Exotic. Like, yeah, she should be having the time of the life. And you're just like, there's no way anything bad, you wouldn't think anything bad of it for her. But yeah, no one gets it. And I
No one
think
gets
we basically talked about the main theme
it.
of Lost in Translation. I think it's basically the
Displacement.
title, being lost in translation,
Right. Being displaced.
disconnecting, displaced, and I don't know why this really speaks to us. Right? Like all our favorite, all the movies we want to talk about are just like the only,
Sad.
yeah.
No. Again, we
But
like
it,
feeling, so.
yes, we love feeling, but I think it's like it is relevant, especially right now, too, right? Like unintentionally too.
Exactly. Like for our listeners
It's
who are
super
maybe
rep.
stuck at home, they could feel displaced even if they're just still
Yeah.
at home in the Philippines. Like
Yeah.
the feeling of displacement doesn't have to be geographic or being like literal. You could be displaced wherever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're even
Again.
like they're around people. They are not physically alone.
No.
She's there, Charlotte's there with her husband.
Exactly.
But the way he treats her, I feel, makes her feel so alienated
Yeah.
and not invited. And I feel really bad for her, because she's like, he doesn't see that she shows him that, like, she wants to come with, she wants to go with him to meet
No.
people and stuff. And he's just like, really? But you're gonna enjoy yourself here. You can
Yeah.
do whatever you want.
He just leaves her a bottle of whiskey, like, yeah, go drink.
It
Be an
was
alcoholic.
that really expensive, like,
Oh.
champagne, Cristal. I don't
Yeah.
know if I've ever, have you ever had
No, I
sounds
don't
good.
drink
I think it's
champagne.
champagne. You don't drink champagne.
I don't
Champagne's
drink
really good.
champagne.
It's the
I
only
drink
thing
whiskey.
my mom will drink.
I've had Suntory time. It's good. It's good shit.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
We should try to find some.
I
I
found
had
like a
sake the
2 gallon
other
mug. Yeah.
day. It was good. Yeah, it was hot sake. She's like, "You don't want the flavors." I'm like, "No."
Just want it scorching
I'm really
hot.
plain. Yes. All
Okay,
right.
so
So.
next. What themes are being explored? Again, we've discussed that displacement, disconnection, and yeah, where were you when you first saw the film, though, Hannah? What
I
age were you?
honestly don't remember. I must have been a teenager. This came out 2003, right? So I probably didn't see it until 2000, mid-2000s probably. Probably I saw it as a teenager because I'm a huge Sofia, I don't want to say huge,
Sofia
but I'm
Coppola.
a I really admire her work.
Do you
I
like her
watched
in
Virgin
Godfather 3?
as an infant or as like a
Yeah,
baby.
because she's very well hated for that film for some reason.
Why?
Godfather 3 sucks.
Really?
You
Okay.
have okay.
I've never finished.
The Godfather trilogy?
It sounds awful, and I'm claiming to want to do a movie review. But yeah, those are what that's one of the movies where it's like, how have you never seen it? I totally get it. It's on my list, don't worry. But Sofia Coppola, her what movie was it? I really liked Somewhere. Have you seen that?
Virgin Suicide? No, somewhere? No.
Somewhere. It's about a dad who's a movie star who, for whatever period, he has to
Oh.
stay. He has to have his daughter with her, who's Elle Fanning, played by Elle Fanning,
Oh,
and
okay.
they're staying at the Chateau Marmont.
Okay.
And it's kind of like Lost in Translation. They're at a hotel, but it's a father-daughter relationship,
Oh.
and it's the same style. You know, dreamy.
A little
And I
dreamy.
really,
Somewhere, there
Virgin
it is.
Suicides, the plot just made me really sad. I got in trouble for watching it. My mom's like, "Why are you watching?" She saw the word virgin and suicide, worst
And she
combo.
exactly.
She freaked out. She's like, happened? Are you going to try and have like sex really early or are you trying to kill yourself? I was like, no, it's just a movie. But I found the
That's
plot
funny.
very sad. What there was another movie from her
Chateau
that
Marmont.
a little bit more. No, I what was it?
The last one I saw was On the Rocks. It was him being her being reconnected with Bill Murray. It's about, yeah, it's a father-daughter kind of film. It's pretty good.
And she I didn't know she did the Murray Christmas special.
Oh
I saw that. I did it. I watched it for Bill Murray. I had no idea what to think of it. And then did you see the Bling Ring?
The what? The Bling Ring? I have heard of it. I've never gone around to watching it.
Okay.
2013, right? Here it
It's with
is.
Emma Watson. It's about the Bling Ring who those kids who like stole from celebrity homes and stuff.
Emma Watson is in it? No. Oh yeah,
Yeah.
she is. Oh good Lord,
Yeah,
yeah.
Harry Potter, Hermione, Emma Watson. That's
Yeah.
Watson. Yes.
Paris Hilton is in it. Yeah, Lindsay
Because
Lohan. What
she
the?
got stuff stolen.
Oh,
I
okay.
think those were more cameos than anything because they had
Probably.
stuff stolen. Yeah, it's not a documentary. It's like a
Orlando Bloom is in
dramatization.
there.
Yeah, it was
Kirsten Dunst.
everyone who lived along, I think, guess Hollywood Hills and stuff. These kids went broke into their houses and stole stuff. Yeah, she directed that. I didn't like the movie so much, but her general style, her and like Wes Anderson, I love the like artsy dream
So you don't
aspect of
remember
it.
where you saw the film first, there?
I just was a teenager and I just really liked her movie, so I saw the next one. And one of my best friends always recommended it to me. But I just never got around to it, I guess.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. How
Yeah.
about you?
I first saw it in college, sometime in college. I didn't get it much yet, but I love Bill Murray. I love Scarlett Johansson. And there was something there. There was something there that I always kind of resonated with, like the whole style of the film. And it felt kind of gung-ho, and upon further review, it very was gung-ho. Like it was a low budget film, 4 million, but it made $108 million in the box office, which is fantastic. But the general idea that Bill Murray would actually jump on the project, so like that, it was just very free flowing. It was shot within 27 days, apparently.
Yeah. It was
So
really like
he,
they winged it.
it was very indie, yeah, very
Yeah, she
indie.
just winged it if and then adjusted as they went. She had like a really minimal crew when she went. and
Thermal
just
for
captured whatever. They didn't have like crazy lighting. They just went with
no.
like whatever was natural, and yeah, nothing too crazy, not such a big heavy production.
And
Stuff
did
like
you know that Sophia actually wrote this film with Bill Murray in mind? If Bill never jumped on board, there never would have been a Lost in Translation.
Yeah, and he didn't even like sign a contract or something.
No,
He
just
she was
word of
just like
mouth.
hoping, please show up, and he did. Because
Was just a
everyone's
word of
like,
honor, like, yeah, I did
yeah,
it.
because I he's like super picky about, and he's kind of a recluse, they said. So, but other directors were like, no, don't worry. If he said he'll do it, she finally convinced him.
Wes Anderson actually played a hand in getting Sophia that connection.
And he was like, yeah, don't worry. If he said he'll do it,
He'll show up.
he'll show
He'll
up.
show
So
up.
yeah, I'm
There
so
was a
glad.
imagine the general atmosphere of that hotel. You think he's gonna come? Yeah, he said he's gonna come. He'll be here.
That's why I
And he
think
just
like
shows up.
the I feel like everyone at the hotel, like all the Japanese, what are they called, like
The
bellboys,
welcome
and
committee, yeah.
yeah, I feel like that was so genuine, like they're really telling Bill Murray thank you for showing up, you know.
Probably. Yeah,
Yeah,
hey. But
it seemed very authentic.
it's very authentic. So what particular memory do you have with this film? Do you have any particular memory? Like during your travels abroad? Because you've been to
Like
more
in
countries than I have.
relation, I doubt
Yeah.
it. Okay,
No, I've
but
only
in
yeah, no.
relation, memory wise, I don't know. I've definitely related to Charlotte
Okay.
now
Have
that
you
I'm
ever had a fling
older.
with an older man? No.
Not a fling, no. Well,
Oh.
what's older? But no,
What's older?
not a gap of more than like 10 years. No, I have friend. I get along with older people, mostly guys, better, I feel. I have I made a really big effort, especially in my like fraternity sorority, to befriend like the elders that we have, the people who are older, and I always feel like I get along with them a lot better, and I feel like they understand me more, and I understand them vice versa a lot better, and we do hang out more, I feel, versus the guys who are actually my age or
Do you
younger.
feel like you learn more from the elders, which you
I
tend to do?
do. I think unconsciously I'm like, I must gather whatever wisdom I can from them. I don't have to do everything they say, but like anything they share, I always find so fascinating. Because they've lived in a different decade, they've lived in a different time. And there's always like, it's so interesting. I just like listening to them, really.
Grains of
And
wisdom, eh?
yeah, it's not, they don't even have to give me, like, just the stories are hilarious, I feel. And yeah, I think there was an instance, I was in Cebu, and there was this older white guy, I think he was American, and he just like hit on me, but I think he freaked out because of how I speak English. So he like didn't want to ask me anymore.
How do you speak English so well?
Yeah,
All
because
that
I
kind
asked
of
him where
shit.
he was from, and he was like, oh, I'm from New Jersey, and I've been to New Jersey in random parts, random times of my life. And I was just like, ah, New Jersey. I've been to like so and
Newark.
so. Yeah, there's a lot of
Yeah.
Filipinos there, eh? And I think he was like freaked out. But yeah, it was funny.
New Jersey, huh?
New Jersey. I was like,
In
how do
Cebu?
you end up? Yeah, he was in Cebu. He was like an
How'd he end up in
expat.
Cebu? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I went there for like flight school after. So yeah, I
No, I
would
mean the
randomly
guy.
hang
How'd he
out with
end
my
up in
boo.
Cebu?
He ended up in Cebu. I think he followed, he had one of those like
Oh,
online girlfriend
girlfriends.
relationships.
Okay. Yeah, hey, good for him.
And he ended up there. I'm pretty sure he had like a wife.
Oh.
They're always looking. They're always looking. It's such an
They would try the
interesting
local
thing.
cuisine.
White guys with Asian, like I saw some at the oh gosh, it was, I never know what to feel about it.
Same.
It's like a mix of
Same.
everything. It's like, you go, girl, but then it's also a little like cringy, and
Like
it's
in this
like, I don't know.
political climate,
Yeah.
like what's a proper response?
What
Because
is the proper response? I want to
Because
give him the benefit of the doubt that it's like real love, and even if the guy was poor and really, really ugly or whatever, she'd still be with him. But I feel like that's not reality.
Because having that attached or cultural identity, like, I see a few people here, like, oh, yeah,
Yeah.
you're Filipino. I have a buddy who married a Filipina. And I'm
That's the first thing they asked me. It's like, Hannah, are you trying to get a green card? And I was like, excuse
what the
me.
fuck?
I know. And then I was like, always the stereotype. It hurts other Filipinos more. And I do get really insulted and annoyed by that. Everyone
Hell
assumes that I have, they're like, people have legit asked me, why don't you go back to Austria and marry like a white boy, specifically a white boy? And I've never dated a white, like a full white boy. And I always just thought that was so funny. But then now I'm like, seeing all like the Titas in Austria, they have dated, they end up with a white guy. I have two aunts. My mom's sister. Nothing bad about her. I've only seen her ex-husband was like Polish. Her current boyfriend is like, I don't think she's ever been with a non-white guy. So, I don't know.
Maybe she better connects
I
with white guys, with foreign guys. It
think she
happens.
does because she grew up there.
Pretty legit,
I feel
yeah.
like she doesn't know how to relate to Filipino boys like
And
raised,
I
born and raised.
the friends that I have that have married into other cultures are very happy. Maybe they just never found a connection with other Filipinos the same
Yeah.
way. Yeah, it
That's how
works
I
out.
thought. And I feel like I always
Yeah.
usually ended up with guys who themselves were in a way displaced. And I
Yeah.
connected with them who
See,
felt
if
like they
anything,
were.
we just want to put away the notion that Filipinas or Filipinas mostly married to
Yeah.
other cultures just because of for their fucking green card. I hate that. I hate that.
I
Maybe
know.
they just
I
found love.
was like, are you kidding me?
It's so
It's
judgmental
great.
of and unfortunately the
Yeah.
judgment is from Filipinos as well.
Themselves,
Because
yeah, they're the ones who are like, it's already accepted in our culture. Like no one's
Exactly.
gonna be surprised.
But if Bill Murray can find love in a younger woman who also just happens to be white, other Filipinos can find love in another white guy or whatever, right? And I'm just trying hard to connect these things here. Because we kind of deviated there for a while.
It's in relation to like culture shock too. Yeah,
I'm sure it
like
could.
you. How long have you been in Calgary?
About 2 years now.
Yeah, so your first time coming to Canada, what was the culture shock for you?
Nothing really. Just the
Snow?
weather.
The weather?
No.
Oh, okay.
The traffic patterns here are different, like the driving methods rather.
Yeah.
The driving patterns of people are just a little bit
Patterns.
different. Yes.
Like,
Like so for the sake of our listeners, Sofia Coppola, the director of Lost in Translation, was formerly married to Spike Jonze, the director of Her. Her was released in 2008, I believe. Let me confirm that. It's also one of my favorite films. Spike Jonze, I think 2013. Let me see. Yeah, 2013. So Her was released about 10 years after Lost in Translation. And if we are going to discuss this film at some point, but there's an interconnection here. A sort of dialogue exists between these two films. Because Lost in Translation delves into feelings of disconnection, right? About characters being at a loss with their partners, but with their romantic partners. While Her, it's a film about a guy who is just on the cusp of a divorce. And at some point in the film, he apologizes to his wife who's about to sign the divorce papers. Like, so some people would read this as an indirect apology to his ex-wife, Sofia Coppola. So Her is an apology for loss in translation. It's kind of beautiful that way. Do you have another recommendation, Hannah?
aside from the Ramen Girl, I guess not really, but in the same like theme and topic, I guess there would be just Before Sunset, which we'll cover anyway.
Oh yeah,
We're definitely gonna
which we
cover
will
that. I
at
don't
some point.
remember. Did I tell you other? Ooh, the Lobster.
The lobster, yeah.
Yeah,
Oh,
but
this is another sad one.
we'll do those. We'll do those.
And again, for the sake of our listeners, you have a lineup of 10 films coming up. Just to give you a heads up, one of them will be, oh, some of them rather, will be Ramen Girl, Lobster, Eternal Sunshine of a Spotless Mind, Her, of course, is coming up next, and Chungking Express by Wong Kar-wai. So yeah, those will be our next lineup of films in whichever order you will find out. So some final thoughts on it. We're at the end of episode two. Look at that.
Well, mine is just that I think it's okay to be like lonely and to okay to be alone. And I think it's important though, as someone who's moved, like culture shock, moved somewhere, absorb it. Like don't fight it, I think is advice more than anything, and just something that I've learned. It's just to embrace it to a certain
Change.
degree. Yeah, to embrace the
Yeah.
change. And I think that's important. Even though they only went there for like vacation,
Yeah, just a few days,
right?
I think. Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's fine. It's always just like you'll find it anyway if you let it. You really need to just embrace it. Let yourself be shocked,
Yeah.
and you'll find it. I don't
You'll
know.
find it. That's a very good point. And as a traveler yourself, I think you are an authority to tell people that yeah, you should embrace travel, and you come out better, don't you?
Yeah, I think
Yeah.
it's a nice thing to on purpose uproot yourself sometimes.
Yeah.
Start somewhere fresh, and I've done that. In a way, I have definitely. Like moving to the Philippines for me was a big culture shock. Even
It
though I
was your
am
time abroad.
Filipino, for me that was like was a really interesting, and I ended up liking it enough to stay. And I feel like that says a lot because I have a tendency to just like leave if I can't stand it anymore. And it was nice. It was a really great experience.
Yeah. How long did you
It's
stay in the
technically
Philippines?
still my residence. It's 10 years.
10 years.
Yeah.
It's okay.
From
After.
age 16
Wow.
to 26, I guess. I still technically live there, but right now, because of the pandemic, I couldn't go back right now. Yeah. How about
But
you?
your soon to be
Sorry?
residence will be Florida. You're at Florida right now.
Yeah.
But are you switching residences? Are you switching nationality?
I have four addresses.
What the fuck?
I have two in the Philippines, one in my mom still has the apartment that
In
we like
Austria?
grew up there. Yeah. So, but I'm actually going home. I'm going home in May to my mom, for probably like a month or two. So I still like my residence. It depends who's asking what my residence is, basically.
But if you could go home to any one of four and stay there for the rest of your life, where would
Oh my
you?
gosh, that'd be so hard. And
Fuck
never
it.
leave, you mean? Or
And
never
never
move
leave.
back?
Never leave.
Never leave? Oh my
It's like a
gosh, even
personal
for
hellhole right there.
vacation? Oh, dude. I guess I'd stay here.
Why? Because there's no
There is something about. Is that true? Oh my gosh,
lockdown?
I wasn't even thinking about that. But yeah, probably because of the lockdown.
Yeah, for the sake of our listeners,
For the
Alberta,
sake of.
Canada is currently locked down again starting
Oh
today.
my
Gyms are fucking
goodness. I
closed and
feel
it's
so
terrible.
bad.
I'm just gonna
I
go
don't like
running.
to humble brag, but yeah.
There's no lockdown in
My
Florida.
options are Philippines, Manila, Oroquieta, and Vienna. Vienna is in lockdown right now until I think at least the next week or two.
Damn.
Manila is what, ECQ? Oroquieta, I think they got lenient, but they just like randomly decide, oh, we're gonna MECQ up
You're
this bitch. And then
very cavalier about
I
shit
don't
there,
even, do
huh?
you even understand the ME? What's
No.
the other G?
I don't know.
I've had people
DQ.
try to explain it to me, and like no one's been successful. Like it's never sticks. I'm like, okay, which one is the worst? And no one really answers.
One.
It's
It's
like an
terrible.
interpretation because it depends. Some people like, okay, I don't want it to be a discussion about COVID, but like
No. Yeah, let's
everyone
save
has
it for
such a
some after
different
offline.
opinion about it. I
Let's
don't
save it
know even.
offline. We won't have enough time.
We're probably like extended. But yeah, how
Oh
about
yeah.
you?
Okay. My thoughts, my final thoughts. As usual, since it's our second episode, I'm just gonna continue the tradition of me writing a little essay at the end.
Okay.
I'm
Oh,
sorry,
I like that
Hannah.
though. I like that.
Yeah, I think so too. Thanks. So, okay, I wrote this morning just when I woke up. I'm like, okay, because Lost in Translation, we viewed it as a dialogue film, right? Lost in no, sorry, Before Sunrise was definitely a dialogue film, but Lost in Translation we could look at also as a dialogue film. Not just the way one would expect. In an effort at exploring the real life workings, the history, and the varied events that inspired this movie, we can say that Lost in Translation is all about this connection. And the words that we couldn't say, words that we wish we said to our former lovers. On first viewing, it's easy to fault this film as a movie about cheating partners, to see only the disparity that existed between two people from different age groups who had nothing in common but their shared loneliness. This viewpoint, through multiple viewings and a certain passage of time, changes. As a survivor of multiple failed relationships myself, I'm able to determine a few things that Charlotte and Bob's partners and their friends have failed to pick up on. The need to be seen, to be heard. It's like shouting to a void and hearing nothing echo back. It's disquieting and extremely depressing. Maybe that's why Charlotte and Bob gravitated towards each other from the start. From across the elevator filled with strangers, they both stood out. Not for their mere physicality, but for their auras of loneliness too. Again in the bar, where Bob was sitting alone and Charlotte was with her husband and their friends, they were the same piece in a pod, alone and longing. Nothing can be quite as painful as being ignored and unheard. Maybe the way to look at this doomed relationship between two lonely characters is to be hopeful. Maybe they had to connect to have their to save their respective marriages. If you look at it, they never would have worked out anyway, from a rational point of view. Bob and his kids and his wife and a whole renovation to go home to. At multiple points in the movie, he actually reached out to his wife with stuff that he wanted done, showcasing perhaps his desire to stay together. Charlotte too has tried reaching out to her husband, suggesting wine and music in the hopes of rekindling the fire in their relatively short relationship. They're only together for 2 years, right? Maybe the awkwardness we saw between our two protagonists, the contained nature of their brief episodes of intimacy, was them holding back from falling to the deep end. Maybe, despite the temptation and pure elation of being seen by another, they are still hopeful. Maybe I'm just hopeful, which is a good way to look at this film, the history of Sofia Coppola and her ex-husband, Spike Jonze, and the seemingly connected nature of their films Lost in Translation and Her. Maybe Bob's whisper at the end is nothing but a goodbye and a wish for a marriage to work out. As an optimist, maybe the way to look at this ending is that they each go back to their respective partners invigorated in love. So
Yeah, I like
yeah,
that.
so thanks. I
That's
do hope
nice.
they ended up together. Again, it's a litmus test, the ending.
Really?
Yeah, how do you look at it? Do you think there are some people who believe that they whispered, "I'll meet you there when whatever you leave your husband and whatever." Maybe that's where they are, like in terms of their view of relationships of love. But as you get older, I hope they go back to their respective partners. Like, I don't know. How do you look at the ending?
Well,
Again, oh yeah.
I think they just acknowledged that. I feel like they used each other, sort of, not used in a bad way, use each other to escape
Yeah.
their circumstances or where they were, and they just needed each other. And I think it
They
was
really
more of
did.
just an acknowledgement of that,
Exactly.
and maybe a thank you. It they did
Maybe
they didn't
definitely a
make
thank you.
their trip. Their trips weren't as bad as it could have been, as lonely as it could have been, because they had each other. I personally don't think they would have necessarily been romantically together. I would like to think that
Entangled.
they at least randomly kept in contact. If they happened to be
Yeah.
in each other's cities, then
Neighborhoods, yeah.
they'd meet up, and it's like, oh yeah, I'm famous with I'm know a famous actor or something. Like, we're friends or whatever. I think that's just cool. I'm a big
Yeah.
believer in platonic relationships.
Platonic relationships are the
I
best.
guess I'm not as romantic as you read.
No. I love romantic platonic relationships. Platonic friendships are the best.
Yeah, they're the
Yeah,
best.
hey. They are.
Totally.
And yeah. And you might not know it, but in some ways you are romantic too, the way you view things. Yeah. There's a romantic
Oh
hint there. Yeah.
yeah, definitely.
Oh, so there is a friend and a published poet. Her name is Corinne de Arenas. She actually reached out and she said, I posted a blog about this comparison to her about loss in translation in her. And she said, looking forward to your podcast. And I read her blog. It was beautifully written, but there's this anecdote that I had to snapshot. And I'm going to read it out for audiences. And Corinne, thank you for your thoughts. She said, watching these films again made me realize the importance of being seen, the part where someone truly understands. What we seek in a relationship is so much more than a person committed to obligation, though, of course, the commitment is still important. But beyond this, we wish for a person to genuinely make an effort to reach us, not because they have to, but because they desire to. Are you with me? You've seen my message, read my words, but did you understand? And I think that's very beautifully written. And thank
That's
you
so
again,
that's
Corinne.
true. Exactly. She has it on point about being seen and then letting know that they are.
Yeah, they're
Wait, what?
heard.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm thinking we should have Corinne on as a guest for our next episode, maybe, if she
Sure,
agrees.
yeah.
Yeah,
See, I
she'll be our
listen,
first
it's
guest.
open. It's totally open. We'll
Anyone who
let
wants to jump on board, we're here.
Yeah, we'll hit up who we. Well, I don't know. How do we decide what movie they want to do? Or do you
We can
want? I don't
always
know. We'll think about it.
ask them. Yeah.
So for sure, next episode. Yeah, I guess you can just hit us up, message, because we're doing her. Is
Her
that
next.
we're gonna do her
Spike
next?
Jonze. Yeah.
For episode 3, and I can't wait.
Yeah,
Yeah.
can't wait. Hannah, see, I'll be Charlotte here. Let's never come back here because it'll never be as fun. Thank you for being my podcast partner. Thank you so much.
Thank you. So we're not never coming back to Zoom.
No, no, no,
Do we
no, no,
not
no,
like
we
Zoom?
are. Yeah, appreciate you, Hannah. Thanks for
Oh,
listeners again. This is episode 2, Lost
thank
in
you guys.
Translation,
This
Memories
was
and
fun.
Movies and Memories with Ren and
Yes.
Hannah. Take care, guys. See ya, Hannah.
Bye. See you.
Bye.